Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 3rd of October, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, there's been rumor after rumor after rumor about the Google Pixel, but we can put those to rest now because we got some photos that have leaked online. Yes, now with these leaks, it's pretty much complete. We got the front and the back of the Pixel 2 XL and all ahead of Google's event that's supposed to be coming October 4th. So yeah, not that far away, but still, hey, it's an early preview. Now, mind you, this is just photos of the XL. We actually haven't seen any of the Pixels 2. Yes, the regular one. Guess nobody cares about that one. I don't know. What we do know now, though, about the XL, the design pretty much overall like the original was. It will, however, have a quad HD 1440 display on the Pixel 2 XL, though we are hearing both phones will have a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. And Google apparently pulling an Apple on us. No 3.5mm headphone jacks. Guess the next thing we'll be leaking is Google adapters. Roku has overhauled and updated some of its TV streaming products. Plus, there's a new operating system on top of all of this that's supposed to be directly aimed at cord cutters out there so it can marry your streaming and your over-the-air TV content. Now, Roku's streaming sticks are actually the same price as last year, but they're getting a processor upgrade. They're claiming actually 50% faster, so yeah, not bad. The remote also is going to get voice control functionality as well. Then, of course, there's the other stick, which is the 4K Ultra HD stick called the Roku Streaming Stick Plus. Basically, what we're seeing, this will effectively replace your Roku Premier 4K box, and is only going to set you back $20 more than it was for the regular stick at $69. Of course, if you want to go all out, there's the Roku Ultra, although be forewarned, it's not really getting any hardware changes. The only thing it is getting is a lower price, from $130 all the way down to $99. That might be a little pressure from all the other streaming products we got out there, including their own. The biggest thing, though, we've seen was Roku's new OS, OS 8. There are new handy shortcuts to access videos on the new OS, but like I was saying before, the biggest thing is being able to integrate with over-the-air content. Say you're searching for your favorite show, Big Bang Theory, or whatever it may be, it will give you both the streaming results and if it's showing live on TV currently. Although I'm sure that this will probably depend on what market you're in, and obviously will only be in the United States to start with. As far as the update, you should be seeing it actually. We'll be rolling out all through October and November, I guess depending on what box you've got. And finally, Facebook might be starting to live up to its actual name now because they've started testing facial recognition as a way to verify your identity. Now, Facebook's saying the feature is optional and, of course, will only be available on devices that users have already used to log into their accounts on. Facebook is basically just saying this is another step for two-factor authentication, or maybe we should call this three-factor authentication, so that you can actually confirm that, yes, indeed, this is my account, this is who I am, this is my Facebook page. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website. For the podcast, the blog, and review section there, too. Find us on our Facebook page and Instagram accounts at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN Slack room. That's where you really want to be, and we'd love to have you. You can do it at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Wednesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a nice Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.